Welcome to Long Live the Music, a podcast from It's All Dead, made by music fans for music fans. I'm Kyle Hawk.
Welcome to Long Live the Music. I am Kyle Hawk. I have a website called itsalldead.com that I do with my pals, my buddies, one of which is here now, Nadia Alves. Hello.
Hi, everybody. We're back.
We are back. It's been a while, and we're back because, well, I mean, it's been a while, so there's a lot to talk about. And also, well, tonight is daylight savings time. We get to lose a whole hour of sleep, which I can't wait for. And, you know, on the bright side, that means spring is about here. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about music that gets us in the mood to change the seasons. And I know it's about spring because I can barely breathe right now. I'm having such a massive allergy attack today. You can probably tell listening to me. I have tissue stuffed up my nose. I'm just being real right now with everybody. It's not pretty, but the good news is you don't have to look at me. You can just listen to us talk about music like we normally do. I don't know. Are you feeling good, Nadia?
I'm chilling. Did you say on the bright side because there's going to be more sunlight now? Was that a pun?
Yeah. Did you catch that?
Yeah, you're taking a page out of my book.
Yeah. I'm so glad you called that out. I love puns, and I'm getting really good at the dad joke thing too, which is nice for me, bad for Willow. Get a few eye rolls a day. It's fine. Well, seeing as how this is our first official podcast of 2024, we're over 2 months into the year, and music has been coming out. And what I thought we should do is like we should kind of recap like what's happened so far, but not just like, hey, here's the things that have come out, but here's some songs that have dropped that have us really excited for what's to come for the rest of 2024. And this isn't, I don't know, Nadia, have you had like an album yet? Has there been a 2024 album for you yet that's like clicked with you, that's sort of on the early list of some of the best music for this year, or are you still waiting?
So I started a playlist at the beginning of the year, called Best of 2024, and I have tossed some stuff in there. So far, no albums have stuck out to me. I just kind of have some random singles. I haven't updated it in quite a while. But the new Stay Inside album dropped a couple weeks ago, and I haven't had a chance to spend some time with it yet, as much as I would like. But yeah, I'm really excited about them.
Yeah. You told me about that one. I need to check it out. I hadn't had an album hit with me yet. But today is Saturday, March 9th, and yesterday, Friday, the new Ariana Grande album, Endless Sunshine. I love it. It's like, that's the one for me so far that I'm like, okay, now we're cooking. Now we've got some stuff coming out. So that's been great. I was kind of bummed by the Bleachers album. I was thinking about, I didn't really like the previous one either. Those first couple Bleachers albums, and I love Jackie Antonoff for a variety of reasons. But those early Bleachers albums, I was just kind of like, yes, like this is going to be something that's going to be in my life for quite a while. And then he's just kind of taken a turn, which is fine. I know he's doing what he loves, the whole Bruce Springsteen thing, but it's just kind of not for me. And yeah, so there was that. But we do have Ariana Grande. Have you listened to that one?
No. I'm not good with the album releases. I used to put them in my calendar. I used to literally look at dates and put it in my calendar like a sicko. But I didn't do a lot of that this year, so I feel like I've already missed out on things. Like I forgot that the Bleachers album was dropping, and that was in my most anticipated. So I don't know. A lot going on, I guess.
All right. Well, we'll get you back on track. But we do have some songs to talk about because we're just scratching the surface on what 2024 is going to bring us in terms of new music. And I thought we could talk about some of the songs today that have us like really amped up for some stuff to come. And I'll start with the first one for me is Kool-Aid by Bring Me the Horizon. Obviously, they're one of my favorite bands ever. And the new album that has been on the verge of coming out for like ever now. It was supposed to come out last year, got pushed back again. I think we finally nailed down July is when it's going to arrive. which is way too long of a wait. But it's fine. But Kool-Aid is like kind of basic in a lot of ways, but in a good way. Like it just goes down easy. And maybe that's the point. Because like Kool-Aid, you don't have to think hard about it. You just kind of drink it and enjoy it. I don't know. The song's great. It's fun. It's a blast. I'm just ready for a new Bring Me the Horizon album. And so they've given us plenty of singles over the past 12 months to enjoy. But this feels like the last one before we're finally kicking into this new album cycle. And I am really, really looking forward to it. Nadia, what's the song for you that has been the most exciting thing to come along so far this year?
For me, it's going to be 21 Pilots. They just released the single Overcompensate from the new album. I'm really excited about it. I feel myself reverting back to 2014 when all I could do was wear 21 Pilots t-shirts. But yeah, actually, it's a really solid track. I'm really excited about it. It seems like they're kind of closing the chapters on this kind of arc and the storyline that they've built. And I'm really excited about that. Kind of excited to jump back in.
It's been a while since the last album, hasn't it?
Long time. So they released an album called Scaled and Icy. I'm looking at it, which was not particularly
That's right.
Great. 2021. So I guess not super long, but I feel like I don't listen to it ever. So it should actually be like 2017 or whenever Trench came out, which was like the big album.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I literally forgot about the last album. In my mind, Trench is the last thing they put out. Is that how the general fan base feels, or did that last album like hold weight with people?
So I think it depends on who you ask. I mean, obviously it came out kind of during the height of the pandemic. So they were supposed to do a big tour. They were supposed to do all kinds of stuff, and their live shows are incredible. So if they had gotten to do that tour, I mean, we would definitely still be talking about that album. But instead they ended up doing a, limited release album film. Instead, which was basically what the live show was going to be. They just recorded it and sent it to theaters. And I did see that. And it did give me an appreciation for the album that I didn't have when I first listened to it. But I almost never returned to it at all.
Yeah, that's interesting. What's the new album called?
I thought it was called I Am Clancy, but I think it's just called Clancy.
Clancy.
And Clancy is, oh God, here we go. Is the character that they kind of built in Trench, who's like Tyler Joseph, the lead singer of 21 Pilots, kind of took on this persona of this guy Clancy who's fighting his way out of Trench, and that's like, I guess, what's gonna happen. He's gonna make it out. We're making it out.
Yeah, I'm already kind of bored.
I know that. I'm sorry. I know.
No, it's
I
fine knew you would it's be. Fine I look I 21 Pilots is one of those bands that kind of marked for me that there was a change happening where I wasn't going to be on the forefront of like the cool stuff that was happening. And, you know, I don't like actively go out of my way to like get away from 21 Pilots, but I definitely don't, dive in deep on anything. But Clancy is it's a choice for an album name. So, but good luck to everyone with that. That sounds,
thank you. Thrilled.
Well, I'm thrilled about new Kacey Musgraves music, and I've already played the hell out of Deeper Well, and then she released a new one, Too Good to Be True. I'm one of the few that liked the last album, in addition to Golden Hour, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. But I feel like people are kind of waiting for a bounce back moment from Kacey Musgraves, or I don't really feel like she needs one, but that's, I guess, beside the point. Whatever the case is, people seem to collectively be really excited about what's to come here. And, you know, look, she's like literally the coolest country music artist that we have right now. If you even still want to classify her as country, I feel like she has kind of like broken the mold of like genre in a lot of ways. But whatever the case, she's got a new album coming. I'm really looking forward to it. And pretty much anything Kacey Musgraves does is something that I'm going to be very into. Have you had a chance to check out either of the new tracks?
I think I heard one of them by accident, but I was going to say I thought Starcross was good. So I don't know why you think you're the only one who likes it. I thought it was good.
I don't know. It's just the discourse I see online.
It's
sometimes it's hard to know whether those little echo chambers you find are like true from like a grander perspective, or it's just like some people just all saying the same thing. But
I think country fans don't like divorce. And that was like her divorce album. Like, no, I don't mean that like in a generalization. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was her divorce album, yeah. Right? Like, she.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like it doesn't. I don't know. Is that a thing?
It might be. We did a whole divorce album podcast after it came out. Richard Clark was on here and we talked about it in depth. And that, I don't know. That album resonated with me. I love it still.
It's still
but
good.
Regardless, I'm excited for what she's got up next. What's your next song?
I'm going to go with the Wallow single, Your Apartment, which I did write about in my Cue It Up. Yep. But their album comes out in May. It's called Model. And then they're coming out with a new single in a couple weeks, too. But Your Apartment is really fun. I'm really excited about it. Kind of seems like they're returning back to their like kind of indie rock vibe rather than their indie pop. And we'll hear more about indie pop later in this podcast for reasons that will not be disclosed. But yeah, I'm excited that Wallows is going back to like their 2018 kind of vibe rather than their last album, which was fine, but it was just not my thing.
I was really excited for you when I saw the announcement of that album. And like, honestly, it's like everything's coming up Nadia so far this year. 21 Pilots, Wallows. There's a lot of stuff that is like right up your alley. And it feels like this, I feel like the past couple of years, you've kind of ended the year saying that you weren't really impressed like overall with the year of music. But I feel like this is the year that's going to change it. I don't know.
I really hope so because I feel like I need a win. And I don't know why. Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I feel like I go into every year with a lot of high hopes. Like, I know who's releasing. I know what I'm expecting out of folks. And then things don't, either they don't pan out or I forget about it. And then in like 4 years, I'll be like, oh, wow, they did release a good album. And actually, I trashed it on the year-end podcast. You know, like, yeah. I feel like I'm very subjective about that stuff. I'm going to try to do better this year, if that makes anybody feel better at all. I'm going to try to be cool.
Well, my last one, and we talked, let's take the cat out of the bag here and address the elephant in the room. I'm going to mix my metaphors here, but you texted me this week to tell me that you were done with Bad Omens. You were over him, which on one hand is a surprise, given how much we've talked about Bad Omens for the past year. But on the other hand, I feel like this is maybe the third time you've told me this, and then it ends up not actually seeing itself to fruition because you always come back to him. I was originally going to talk about Van, the song that they put out with Poppy, and I am excited about that. I'm not excited about them doing a live album or them doing a deluxe album. I just want like a full album of new material. So that's why I'm not including Van, even though it's a great song. But I do need you to explain real quick why you're done with Bad Omens, and two, is that a you thing, or is there like a larger thing where people are just getting tired of Bad Omens? Because you have the pulse on this kind of thing.
Oh my god, you're literally just like exposing me. Remember when we did the Bad Omens and Sleep Token podcast, and I was like, oh my god, these guys.
How could I forget?
And I said, I know, how could anybody forget? And I said at the end, we should do a podcast in about a year and see how we feel about that.
Yeah.
So it's been approximately a year, wouldn't you say? Because I feel like this happened last spring, and then I got tickets for the fall for both of those bands.
Yep.
And I mean, they literally were my year. Those two bands and Spirit Box literally ended up dominating my Spotify top 100. And I don't know what happened.
You played them too much.
I know, maybe I did. I don't know. I listened to them the other day. I went back. I took a little skip down memory lane to a year ago, and it didn't hit the same. I don't know why. I don't know if I'm too deep in the fandom and like people are mad, and so I'm like, "Oh, maybe I should be mad." But I mean, I'm pretty cool about that stuff. Like, I don't really care. Usually, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I did listen to it too much, but they're just not hidden the way they were. When they release a new album, I'm going to be all over it. Watch.
Yeah.
Watch. Okay. But that's... I don't know. Guys, I'm kind of two-faced about it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how
well,
to feel.
If a new album comes, knowing that you're going to be into it, like I know you would be. I didn't even need that clarification. I know when a new album comes, we're both going to be obsessed with it. And that's really
well, I don't care about the live album either. Not,
yeah.
I shouldn't say I don't care about it. Like, I guess it's fine. But, like, I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't know if I care.
Yeah. Well, they're riding the wave right now, which they kind of have to do. I get it. But whenever they're ready to bring us a full course of new stuff, I guess that's what
they're perfectionists. It's going to take forever. They're saying 2025 at fall the earliest. That's not going to happen.
Oh, brother.
It's not going to happen. Mark my words. Mark them.
See you in 2026, Bad Omens.
See you in 2026.
So with that in mind, my last song is See You Space Cowboy, Silhouettes in Motion. And I don't think I've talked about See You Space Cowboy on this podcast before, but I've been following them for a while, and they're just a delight because like every album is like different, and it's kind of like whatever they're feeling, whatever they're vibing at a certain point is like what they're going to put together. And from what they've released so far, it seems like they are going like full early 2000s scene core in a way that's like really exciting and electric and fun and nostalgic. And I'm just like so here for it. Like, even if it is like nothing new, I guess, and more of just kind of like leaning into a sound that like so many of us have loved over the years, this band is just so fun. And like, I'm down for whatever journey they want to take us on. And I'm really excited. So that's my final pick for exciting tracks that are leading me into the rest of this year.
Okay. I have a twofer because I can never just leave well enough alone. Sure. So my official is going to be the new single by John Foreman, which is also the title track. His album's releasing in May. It's called In Bloom. I think it's going to be fun. I don't know if I love Switchfoot anymore. No, I shouldn't say that. I don't really love Switchfoot's new stuff. I feel like it's kind of wishy-washy. They kind of, I don't know. Anyway. But John Foreman's singer-songwriter stuff is always going to be on repeat for me. Big fan. So I'm really excited about the new album that comes out May 31st. So, I mean, basically summer. But, yeah, it's just, like, really chill guitar. It's going to be nice, I think. But yeah, the single's really good. I'm hoping for big things from the album. But then, allegedly, and I say allegedly, Hozier released an acoustic version of B, because he's supposed to do an EP that is like celebrating 5 years of the album that he released a couple years ago, Wasteland Baby. So that's going to have some unreleased Hozier tracks, and I'm very excited about that. And the acoustic version of B is so beautiful. It made the song better than it was, and I didn't know that Hozier could do that. But I mean, if anybody can, it's going to be Hozier.
It wouldn't be a podcast with Nadia without.
I know, Hozier. I know. Hozier is my new obsession.
We're going to have a lot to talk about this year. Is the bottom line, and there's a lot of good stuff coming along, which is going to be great. And one of the things, I mean, we kind of teased it at the front of the podcast. We wanted to talk about spring music a little bit. We've done this throughout the years on the podcast, talking about seasonal stuff and how the seasons kind of like change our tastes. And there's certain things that sound like, you know, the four seasons that kind of get us in the mood for that time of year. And spring is a really particular one because, like, I don't know, I hate winter. if you know me, that's like a main thing to know, is that I really hate the cold. I don't go outside. I just coop myself up in the house. It's miserable. But the minute that the weather starts to warm up and spring comes around, it's like I morph into a beautiful butterfly or something. I just want to be out. And even though my allergies are killing me right now, I'm still excited about the prospect of like rebirth and renewal and warm weather and sunshine. And so that brings to mind a lot of things for me in terms of the music that I think about. And we're going to talk about a few of the songs that we kind of go to when it's those first days where you can kind of roll down your windows in the car, when you can go outside and take a walk with your headphones on and just kind of like breathe in the newness and the freshness of a time of year that is really awesome. So I don't know if that resonates much for you, Nadia, as it does for me, but I'm definitely, and I've already started playing some of these songs just as we've had a few like 60 degree days around here, and I start to kind of feel that vibe. Is that a thing for you at all? I know we're in different parts of the country, so maybe it comes at a different time, but what does it mean to you to think about music in the springtime?
I do feel like I'm very seasonal. Like you said, I don't know. Whenever we do like a season podcast, I'm like, I realize that I'm more seasonal than I thought, I guess is what I mean to say. I don't really love spring. And I hate summer. I'm a fall girl through and through. But yeah, I don't know. I think I've gotten really excited for spring this year for some reason. It's kind of sticking out to me this year. I think either I'm getting older or I just like, I don't know. I felt like such a long winter, that I think I'm glad that it's over. But yeah, like I feel like I've already started to see that shift in my playlist and my music change, like is changing towards the spring. And I didn't notice it until you brought it up, like the idea of doing this podcast, when I've been thinking back to the past couple of weeks of what I've been listening to. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I am a very seasonal listener. So yeah, I would say I would agree with you.
Yeah. Well, we'll each kind of run through our list a little bit. And for me, there's a couple of things. There's like the sound of the music itself. So like there's certain sort of upbeat, happy type, I don't know, genres or music that make me think of spring, but it can also be some other things. It could be like when the album came out, did it come out in the spring, or do I have like an experience, a memory with that song or that album this time of year that kind of like takes me back there? And so the first one for me is definitely the memory part, of me being in college and the Ataris putting out So Long Astoria and their cover of Boys of Summer just being something that like in the spring of, I think 2004, maybe, that I was just listening to that album nonstop and that song specifically. But the moment I hear those like opening guitar notes and that song just sort of like coming through the speakers, I'm like transported back to that specific time period. And there's not a spring that goes by where I'm not like blasting that album. And so it happened just the other day. I put on Boys of Summer. I felt good. I could feel just the tingly feelings in my body of like, yes, like this is a thing that I'm excited about. And so that's always like number one with the bullet. And right under that is always Feeling This by Blink-182 and the Untitled album. For whatever reason, that album is another one that I associate with spring, but Feeling This is just like such a beautiful, like the Tom and Mark's vocals on that song are so incredible and classic Blink, and the song feels exciting and thrilling. And it's just like, again, another one of those things that it's like, if Boys of Summer is 1A, Feeling This is 1B on a playlist that I'm putting together for spring. A few others that I have on here, Frank Ocean, Novocaine, and a lot of the early Frank Ocean stuff, honestly. Like the other day, a track came on while I was driving and I was just like, oh yeah, like there's something about Frank Ocean in springtime, and it could apply to summer as well. I don't want to, you know, because Blonde, honestly, is probably an album that makes me feel like summer, but a lot of his earlier stuff, and Novocaine in particular, is a track that I associate with spring. I've also got, in that vein, Drake and The Weeknd, Crew Love, man. The other thing about this time of year, it's like, you know, we've got daylight savings time. The sun's going to stay out later in the day and you don't feel like it's nighttime the minute you get off work or something. And like, you've got that, you know, the dusk hours kind of bleeding into the evening and you pour yourself a drink and you're feeling good. And Crew Love comes on for me in that opening verse by The Weeknd. And I just want to vibe. Like it is a thing for me this time of year. You know, maybe you're sitting outside around a fire, maybe you're, I don't know, hanging out with your friends. It's just, I don't know, that song gets me into a mood. And then finally, this one is kind of random. I mentioned Richard Clark earlier, and back when this album came out, The Fame Monster, it's actually an EP from Lady Gaga. I think about springtime in Louisville, Kentucky, and us, I think what would it have been, 2008, 2009. I've got Alejandro as the song, but really that entire EP for me is just a springtime, like, and specifically Dusk going into Night. It's the type of thing that I can put on and just, it's literally, literally perfect this time of year. And I have so many great memories associated with it, hanging out with friends and having some really good times. So this time of year, that's another one that I reach for. So that's my list. I don't know, Nadia, did any of that make sense or is it just weird?
Yeah, that actually did make sense. I didn't realize we were going through our whole list right away. But let me start with After Laughter by Paramore. The tagline of that is cry hard, dance harder. You know, I don't know if you remember when that came out. That was like the big thing that they were doing. And yeah, that's like the first Paramore album that really does say spring to me. Usually I listen to Paramore for like the fall or the summer. I feel like kind of in my like punkier times. But yeah, After Laughter is always spring. The colors are bright. Like even though it's arguably their saddest album. But yeah, like Grudges and Forgiveness are always on my spring playlists. They're classics for me. And then I like a lot of like pop punk, like you said, like the Ataris, but for me the album is the 2015 Neck Deep Life's Not Out to Get You, which is like an interesting title for spring because it's like you've spent the winter being so bad and then it's like life's not out to get you because it's spring. But yeah, like I don't know, that's such a good album about like taking stock of the small things and appreciating where you are and like I don't know, just good stuff. I was listening to it actually the other day and I hadn't listened to it in a while. It came up on the Spotify DJ and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about this. I used to keep it in my car all the time. And I gotta pull it back out. I gotta pop it in there. And then I have Tiger Jaws Spin. Do you remember when that album came out? I think I reviewed it. Yes, and I was obsessed with it. Yep. I still love that album. I mean, I listen to it all year round, but I have here in my notes, I listen to Tiger Jaws Spin for spring, their self-titled for summer, and Charmer for autumn. Like, I feel like there's a seasonal Tiger's Jaw album for me, regardless of the time of the year. I don't know. They have yet to release their Tiger's Jaw winter album. I don't know if their last one did that for me. But yeah, Spin for spring. It's just like that classic kind of like Midwest emo pop punk, like, but just soft enough where it's not aggressive. Like you can, it's dancey. Big fan of those guys there for spring. And then I have, my track, you said Alejandro by Lady Gaga. Mine is Downtown by Macklemore.
Oh,
do you remember that one?
Yeah.
It's such a good one. Interesting. The piano comes on and I'm like, ah, shoot, here we go. The windows go down. Like I was out today. I met Jeremiah for lunch. He had some of our friends with us. Like we met up and I pulled up, I whipped into the parking lot and Downtown was playing and they're in the car next to me like, oh, you're vibing. Like, yeah, I am. It's spring. Macklemore's back. And then my last, like, I guess, album for sure is going to be the Pride and Prejudice 2005 film score, which is so left field. I know.
Here it comes again. We already talked. I think we talked about Pride and Prejudice off air, and now it's back.
Okay. It is. Okay. There is a scene at the beginning of the movie where it's like showing the expanses of like their country estate. And it starts in early spring and it kind of goes through their year, obviously. But like the windows are being freshly open and they have like maids helping like air things out and the curtains are blowing. And I'm like, oh, it's on. So whenever I do my spring cleaning, it's like we're opening the windows. We're listening to the Pride and Prejudice film score. We're walking through the moors. Okay. Mr. Darcy loves me. I love Mr. Darcy. And by Mr. Darcy, I mean Jer. Walking back to the house with Taco Bell. Yeah, Pride and Prejudice, man. It'll hit every time. It's amazing. So good. It's so calming. Ah, it's great. You got to give it a shot. My chair is squeaking, and that's very ugly and very not what would happen in Pride and Prejudice.
Well, that was great. And I know we're on the same wavelength because a lot of those were like spot on, especially Paramore. After Laughter, that is absolute. That's like a quintessential spring album at this point. But you were talking about the idea of a band, and you were using Tiger's Jaw of having albums that fit different seasons. And so I was thinking about a band that is like that for me, and that band is Anne Berlin, that has albums for different seasons. I don't know if you feel this way, but if you do, I would like, I'm going to give you just a second to think about it, of what the Anne Berlin Spring album is. And then on the count of three, I would like us to both say what we think the Anne Berlin Spring album is, because I do think there is one that fits exactly that. So are you ready for this, Nadia?
No, I have to look up their discography very, very fast.
Okay, do it quickly.
I actually don't know what you're going to say. I'm actually really not sure. I'm actually really, really, really nervous about this.
Well, it's fine
because
if we have
a different
one.
I have an idea. But you're not going to say it's an album. But you're...
Oh.
I have an idea.
Oh. Oh. Interesting.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three. Never Take Friendship Personal.
New Surrender.
Oh. Interesting. So tell me why.
Okay, because I was going to say Lost Songs, but then I didn't want it to be a thing, okay? Because Lost Songs is my Spring Anne Berlin album. But I don't know, I just feel like New Surrender is lighter. You know why? Because it's got Hate Street, it's got Burnout Brighter. It ends on a really terrifying note, actually. But yeah, I feel like it's their lightest album.
Think about it, because I...
Uh-oh.
No. I associate this album of going from spring to, going from summer to fall for some reason. But you're right. Like breaking, you said High Street. There are definitely some songs that give a spring vibe to this. But for whatever reason, Never Take Friendship Personal is like, and it's got the flowers on the album cover. I think that's part of it. And kind of the soft, like pastel colors of the album art. I think there's a lot of things for me that, like, both visually and audially help me associate that album with spring.
I'm looking at the track listing, and you have Time and Confusion, you have A Daylight, you have Symphony of Blase. Maybe you're right. I don't think either of us are wrong.
Well, yeah, and Feel Good Drag is literally on both of those albums, so...
Oh my God, you're right!
That ties them together. Interesting. Okay. That was good. I was trying to think of another band. I don't think the Wonder Years have a spring album, in my opinion.
Burst and Decay. But it's the same thing as saying the Lost Songs for Anne Berlin. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's not the same.
That makes total sense. Are you, speaking of stuff excited for the year, how excited are you for the Maddie Mullins Anne Berlin album? I'm asking this already knowing the answer.
I am not. We
should have done a podcast about that, because we have both been in our feelings about this. And
I'm so devastated. I know it's for a good reason. I understand, but I don't think that I understand.
A good reason?
I don't think I do.
Just that Stephen gets to
be in
a band
and
have a life or whatever?
He gets to do what he gets to do. All right? We all gets to do what we gets to do.
Yeah. But there are some bands that it's just hard to imagine a different lead singer, you know,
and I don't know if I don't think it's gonna work out as well as they think it's gonna work. Maybe in a mean way. But the picture on their Spotify, because I have Spotify on my TV, their picture on Spotify is still all of the OG guys, and I'm like,
Well, it'll be an interesting thing to follow, and I'm sure when they do put something out, we'll have plenty to say about it. But we have been texting back and forth, like the videos that Maddie Mullins has been sharing of him singing the songs. And look, I don't want to like shit on the guy. Like, it's a tough spot to be in. I'm sure he's going to do the best he can, but I'm just, I don't know, having a hard time with it, but that's fine.
I don't know why one would say yes. If they came up to me and said, "Hey, can you do Anne Berlin?" I'd say, "No, don't think I can."
Right. Well, we shall see. Look, we're back. And I've already got an idea for us for the next podcast here in a couple weeks. We're going to keep it going. We're going to have some fun this spring and this summer. And Nadia, I'm looking forward to it. And I appreciate you taking the time to chat today.
We are so back, baby.
We are so back. That is going to do it for this episode. If you liked it, well, follow us Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast content. There's going to be more episodes to come. Come visit us as well at itsalldead.com. That is going to do it for today's episode. I'm Kyle Hawk, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to Long Live the Music. If you like our show, come find us on Twitter and Facebook at It's All Dead. And of course, come visit our website, itsalldead.com.